I'm back with Charlie again in his P7 class at Fisher Moss Primary School in Port Lethen. Charlie, some teachers I speak to are, when it comes to technology, one of the first things they maybe speak about is the security issues surrounding digital technologies and ways in which you can maybe control what's available, because there is a kind of a tension or a concern about inappropriate use. Right. Now, in the discussions that we've had so far, you've not mentioned that at all, but you've kind of focused on real, I would say, positive ways in which the device could be used to enhance the learning experience of your pupils.
Absolutely.
What kind of informs your philosophy, or have you just not got around to that yet?
No, it's something I think about a lot, but I really do, I've got, my attitude is that these are primary seven children, and they go home and they access the internet at home. They access things on their, you know, they have mobile phones. Some of them have smartphones. You know, they go into newsagents. They have access to newspapers and to magazines. And it's up to them. And it's their, you know, it's the way that they've been educated and that they've been taught about what is safe and what's not safe. How to handle something if you stumble across a website that's not appropriate. And we're quite big with that, I think, certainly in my class, and I think at Fisher Moss as well, that we give children, you know, we teach them the skills and we teach them what to do if it goes wrong. And I think that's the whole part of internet safety and safety when using technology. But I also think that you know, children are best placed to be creative and to be innovative with the new technology, and by pushing buttons and by seeing what things do and what happens and how it helps them and what they can do with it. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't want to restrict this in any way.
Are they in any way able to influence which apps may appear on their devices?
Absolutely. What we have said to them is that when they're at school, the iPods are synced with the school MacBook. When they're at home, if they have an iPod, an iTunes account at home, they you know, together with their parents, they can decide what's on there. And then where the two meet, where we cross over, is there an app that you use at home? Now, whether that's a game or whether that's something that they've seen another class using, mm-hmm. You know, we can discuss putting that on as well. We've had quite long discussions on Minecraft. A lot of them use Minecraft.
Yes.
And I think the benefits of Minecraft, and I've seen them use it in Golden Time, it's just fantastic. I think it's brilliant. My concern is that you've got things like the open forums, and there are a lot of problems with that. And I think that's a decision that we make together as a class. Mm-hmm. If I think that they can practice that responsibly, then I can't see a reason why not.
Because the devices go home, was there an acceptable users policy? Acceptable use policy?
There was. We spent quite a lot of time developing it, and although it's quite chunky, the emphasis really is on pupil and parent discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one parent so far that has questioned why they're being sent home and the safety behind that. And while I'm aware that the settings need to be changed if they go out of the class, ultimately, you know, parents need to take a certain amount of responsibility for these tools, and the children's responsibility then lies in discussing it with parents and agreeing and saying, yes, I will use this properly.
Do you think, because I understand you're quite IT literate.
Yeah,
I think you were in IT before you became a teacher.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Do you think, because you're confident in understanding how the tech works, do you think that is part of the reason as to why you're so... your philosophy is such that you're confident to let pupils explore as well? Do you think maybe being unsure of the technology creates maybe a framework or a mindset where, because I'm uncertain about letting children run with it?
No, absolutely. I fully understand that some teachers do are apprehensive of using it and apprehensive with the amount of control they give to the children. I think, I've had experiences in the classroom where you try new technology, where you try things out and it doesn't work. You know, as well as being nerve-wracking, it disrupts the lesson. And, you know, you've got that, when it goes wrong, it goes wrong. I think my confidence in being able to deal with it when it does go wrong and hitting the big undo button maybe gives me a bit more confidence, whereas I can understand that teachers don't really want to take that risk if they're not confident that they can hit the undo button themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Managing children that also are pushing all the buttons,
mm-hmm.
quite rightly so, but you need to know what to do if and when it goes wrong. So, yeah, I think my confidence has helped.
Thank you.